SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Retail sales growing at a healthy pace last month. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
Retail sales rose 0.7% in November, according to the latest report from the Commerce Department. It's a healthy gain from October's half-point increase. Sales at auto dealers jumped 2.6%, driving most of the gain. Analysts say that likely reflected a need for new cars in parts of the country slammed by Hurricane Helene. With consumers in the early phase of the holiday shopping season, sales rose modestly for sporting goods, furniture, electronics, and building materials, while spending was down for groceries and at restaurants and bars. Jennifer King, Washington.
Magnitude 7.3 earthquake just off the coast of Vanuatu, causing widespread destruction in that South Pacific nation. Here's reporter Dan McGarry.
I did speak with a police officer at the gate of Villa Central Hospital. He told me that there was one confirmed fatality, and I saw for myself a mass casualty treatment center being set up outside the emergency ward of the hospital. I saw multiple people with serious injuries there, some of them screaming in pain.
Also at SRNnews.com, Lisa Dwyer reporting on arrests made in connection to a drone attack that killed three U.S. troops.
Two men, including a dual Iranian-American citizen, have been arrested on charges that they exported sensitive technology to Iran. Three U.S. soldiers from Georgia were killed in the January 28th drone attack on a U.S. outpost in northeastern Jordan. More than 40 others were also injured. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Political turmoil and trouble erupting within one of the largest Native American tribes in the country as the top attorney for the Navajo Nation announcing an investigation that cleared one of the people has been busted. This is SRN News. Well, a battle over religious freedom in Ohio.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing Montgomery County over its refusal to allow a Christian ministry access to a public grant program. Grace Haven provides help to victims of sex trafficking, but the county won't release any funding because it is a religious organization and hires only believers. ADF spokesman Jake Reed says, quote, "The government can't deny public benefits to a Christian ministry solely because of its religious character and exercise." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court agreeing to take up new religious freedom case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's unemployment tax. Now, the justices will review a divided state Supreme Court ruling that refused to grant an exemption to the Catholic Charities Bureau. State court ruled last week, and four other organizations are not primarily religious. This is SRN News. A bomb blast killing a top Russian military official.
Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was head of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces. Russia's investigative committee says an explosive device planted close to a residential apartment block in Moscow killed Kirillov and his assistant early Tuesday. Russian state news agency TASS cites unnamed sources saying the bomb was triggered remotely. Just yesterday, Ukraine's security services charged Kirillov with the use of banned chemical weapons during Russia's military operation in Ukraine. I'm Donna Warder.
A German-Russian woman has been taken to a hospital in Berlin after she informed medical staff she suspected she had been poisoned. Authorities say blood tests of all kinds of poisonous substances are still being conducted. More details at SRNnews.com.